This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado has another winter storm on our hands. The Front Range could get several inches of snow by tonight. Colorado's southwestern mountains have gotten more than a foot in some places. The National Weather Service says DIA has received about 2 inches of snow, but some parts of the metro area have seen up to 7. And it's going to be very cold, especially when you factor in wind chills, which could drop below 0 today. At Denver International Airport, there are more delays and cancellations this afternoon. There have been more than 400 delays in and out of the airport, while around 150 flights have been canceled. That's according to the website FlightAware. And while that snow continues to fall, the Colorado Department of Transportation's plows are out clearing roads. CDOT spokeswoman Elise Thatcher says motorists should stay home if possible and drive slowly if they need to be out, especially on Interstate 70 in the mountains.
Be prepared for more speed enforcement in Glenwood Canyon. During most storms, we have lowered speeds in the canyon to prevent the crashes and extended closures that we've been having over the last year.
Thatcher says plows will be out 24/7 until major roads are clear. And it can be hard to imagine with the weather today, but the Rockies start spring training today. Pitchers and catchers are reporting to the Rockies training site outside of Phoenix, Arizona. The former director of parking at Denver International Airport has filed a discrimination lawsuit against the city. Benjamin Juarez, who is Hispanic, claims he faced retaliation after complaining about pay disparity between him and white employees hired at the same job classification level. His lawyer says Juarez is seeking back pay and compensatory damages. This is CPR News and KRCC.